Tell us where you were born.
I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at St. John's, right there at 21st and Utica. You know, it was different in 1953. My dad had gone across the street and have some breakfast, you know, and, you know, today we got to be right there with mom and, you know, and birthing classes and all that. Back then it wasn't quite the same.
Your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born and grew up?
My mom was born in southeast Kansas, out in a very, very small rural community called Elk City, Kansas. My father was born in Independence, Kansas.
And your mother's name?
My mother's name was Marvine Fern Rothgeb, R-O-T-H-G-E-B.
So she grew up in Kansas?
She grew up on a farm in Kansas.
About her personality, how would you describe it?
She is the most upbeat and positive person I've ever known and modeled that behavior for me. And I think I've got a very positive outlook and spirit as well. And I always accredit that to my mom.
Your father's name?
Emerson Herbert Clark. As I said, he was born in Independence, Kansas, raised there primarily by his grandmother. Interestingly, the first day my mom went into the big city to go to high school, and back then that would have been her ninth grade year, my dad was hanging out with a friend by the name of Stan Lewis, my namesake, by the way, and he told Stan, on first laying eyes on my mother, that that gal's going to be my wife. How's that for a story?
What was his personality like?
My father was very entrepreneurial and instilled in me that spirit from a very young age. He was a very hardworking man. When I was born, he was actually going to night school at the University of Tulsa and was already working for Engineering Construction Company, which was a division of Helmrich & Payne. So he was working hard all day and going to school at night to earn his business degree.
What did he do?
Well, at Engineering Construction Company, you know, I'm not certain what he did clear back when I was born, but eventually he became the vice president of Engineering Construction Company, which in a conglomerate like H&P meant he ran that division. In effect, he was the operating president of the company and reported to Walt Helmrich. So he basically was the figurehead or the hands-on operating leader of that entity.
Your brothers or sisters?
I have one sister. Her name is Linda. She lives in Bakersfield, California today, but Linda's 5 years older than I am. She was born in 1948. My folks just had two kids. Being 5 years apart, we weren't just really, really close. That was a lot of difference in age. We always were amicable, loving family, all that. But enough difference in our age that she was kind of doing her own thing. And then as I grew up, I was kind of sports-oriented. That's what I cared most about. Our interests were somewhat divergent.
The first house you remember?
Well, the house that my folks lived in when I was born was at 5945 East 4th Terrace in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was in the Burbank Elementary School District and the Bell Junior High District. Those campuses abutted one another at roughly Admiral and Sheridan in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Elementary then was?
Was Burbank Elementary. One of my fondest memories, a friend who was on that team came up with a picture of the Burbank Pirates. I remember my coaches, Mr. Staggs and Mr. Hopper, and actually my father is in that picture. He was one of the assistant coaches. But we were the Burbank Pirates. I'm almost certain it was a second grade image. So that's one that's real clear in my mind. But I do remember playing baseball at that era. I actually was written up in the Tulsa World a couple of times as a pitcher. I had a couple of no-hitters in very, you know, early deals. And when I say written up, I mean, I'm talking a blurb, you know, like one little sentence. But
goes back to your elementary days?
This goes back to elementary days. So that was exciting. And obviously, as a child, that was my focal point, or is what I had a lot of passion for, was sports. I'll go back to discuss my father and his interest in and his mentoring, modeling, encouraging me to become entrepreneurial. When I was in the fourth grade, my dad formed his own company and basically was able to take all of the customers and many of the people that worked at Engineering Construction Company, formed his own company, and I say his own. He became an owner. He was not the sole owner, but he had about a sixth interest and became the president of Distribution Construction Company. So much of that revenue and that business followed my father's new company that Engineering Construction Company was basically liquidated by Helmrich & Payne after that move. The reason I tell that story in context of my life was I really saw what it meant to watch my father go from being an employee to being an owner. In fourth grade, we moved from basically Admiral and Sheridan to the far south edge of Tulsa, Oklahoma at 5225 South Irvington Place, which was indeed that particular year, this was the Parade of Homes. So it was one of the nicer new homes being built in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They'd gone from maybe a 900-square-foot house to a 3,300-square-foot house back in the early 60s. Pretty good evidence to me that there might be something to working for oneself or to be an owner of a company or something like that. At any rate, my father instilled that in me from very early on. We talked about it often. There was no doubt when I came to Oklahoma State University years later and went into the College of Business, I was thinking about how I would apply those principles to my own business, not so much about how I was going to try to get a job from having gotten that education.